And this week we saw a tragic headline that hasn't been seen since 1852. A bear killed a human in New Jersey. It was a Rutgers University senior on a hike with a group of friends in northern New Jersey over the weekend. The group was hiking in the Apshawa Preserve about 45 miles northwest of New York City when they realized there was a bear on their tracks. They split up running in different directions. And when they reconvened an hour later, they realized that 22-year-old Darsh Patel was not with the group. They called police, and police found Patel dead with bite and claw marks. The bear was about 30 feet away and was euthanized. Joining us now in the studio is Vicky Croak, who follows the animal kingdom for us at Here and Now. And Vicky, this is pretty shocking.
It's a really sad story, Jeremy. I hate to hear it, for the person and for anyone who loves wildlife.
Well, is it common? We hear it hasn't happened in New Jersey since 1852, but how worried should hikers be about bears?
It's uncommon, and we think of black bears as being kind of the peaceable bears, but obviously it can happen, and we don't know the circumstances yet. There will be a necropsy or animal autopsy on this animal. We'll find out if he's injured or ill, and that's what prompted the attack. We don't know a lot about it yet, but no, people have been living alongside black bears for a long time, and generally bears want to keep away from us.
So you're saying if the bear was not injured or was not ill, it would be very unlikely that it would try to attack a human?
Until we know the circumstances. One thing I know from covering animals for a long time is if someone falls down, and this guy might have fallen down trying to, when they were running from him, that for lots of animals, any other creature falling down and becoming stricken, sometimes there's just a very basic response to that, which is to attack a vulnerable animal.
Well, what should hikers have done? Did they do the right thing by running from this bear?
The first commandment of bear attacks, unfortunately, is to not run. Bears can run at 35 miles an hour. Our fastest human, I think, is in the low 20s, 20 miles per hour. And, you know, I know that I couldn't even get up to that. So what you want to do is, first of all, make a lot of noise when you're walking, because bears generally want to keep away from you. And secondly, when you encounter a bear, you want to be loud enough and confident enough and large, though not making eye contact, and start backing away from the bear.
What do bears, and black bears in particular, typically eat? Officials are saying that this bear may have been hungry and looking for food.
They're omnivores, so they eat fruit and berries. They eat acorns, small animals, insects, fish. They're smart. They come to know food sources, why it's really important for people to not feed bears. We never want to be perceived as a food source to any wild animals, and particularly bears.
So, which brings up the other sightings of bears. Obviously, there hasn't been a deadly attack in New Jersey since 1852 until now. But what about these bears that come in and rummage through people's trash cans or even break into their homes? Is there something people should be doing to keep that from happening?
They have really strong sense of smell. Bears do. And what you want to do, and people who live in bear areas know this already, but you want to keep your garbage away from them, locked tight with a lid. You don't put your garbage out till the morning the trash guys are coming. You're probably going to wash your trash cans out. You don't keep bird feeders out. That's an attractant. They love bird seed. And any pet food, you wouldn't want to be feeding your pets outside.
Now, it is being said in New Jersey that the black bear population has grown out of control. They actually implemented a hunting season to deal with this problem a few years back. What's going on there, and is this happening all over the country?
Black bear population is on the increase in North America and in Canada. 60% of states are reporting their black bear population is increasing. But don't forget, we practically wiped them out a century ago by taking away their habitat and hunting indiscriminately. So whatever levels, you know, it's a kind of a political hot potato to say whether it's out of control or just increasing.
Vicky Croak, who covers the animal kingdom for us here at Here and Now. You can find her reporting on animal issues at WBUR's The Wildlife blog. Vicky, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.